morning, everyone.
各位早晨.
It's good to see everyone here today.
好高興喺呢度見到各位.
Let's bow forward to prayer.
讓我哋低頭禱告.
Father, we thank you for it is your grace that allows us to come into your presence.
天父，我哋多謝你，憑住你嘅恩典，容許我哋今日嚟到呢度，喺你嘅面前.
Father, we pray that your Spirit will open our hearts, soften our hearts.
天父，我哋祈求你嘅靈打開我哋嘅心，軟化我哋嘅心.
Open our eyes to see your grace.
打開我們的眼睛，讓我們見到你的恩典。
Lord, soften our hearts that we may receive your words.
軟化我們的心，以致我們去接受你的話語。
Lord, help us to be sensitive to the moving of your Spirit.
幫助我們對聖靈的引領是敏銳的。
Father, may we thirst and long for your word.
天父，幫助我們去渴慕你的話語。
For it is truly the streams of water.
因為你的話語就是活水,
that brings us life.
將生命賜過給我們。
Father, we praise you for being our God.
天父，我們去讚美你, 因為你是我們的神。
We come before you.
我們來到你的面前。
We worship you with all our hearts.
一心一意地去敬拜你。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我們是奉耶穌的名字來到祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
As we come to the end of Mark chapter 2,
我们现在已经讲到马可福音第二章的最尾那段,
we're still at the very beginnings of Jesus' ministry.
在这里其实都是描述到耶稣去事工的开始。
And what we can see, even from the very beginning, that the conflict between Jesus and the ruling authorities of the day was already building up.
我们在这里也都看到当时期耶稣同 在那時候掌權的人的衝突也加增。
So those who are against Jesus,
那些敵對耶穌的,
their hatred and hostility, they've intensified.
他們對耶穌的仇恨和敵對也加增。
And Mark tells us that Jesus and his disciples this day was walking through on the Sabbath day the grain fields.
在这里讲到耶稣和他的门徒在安息日那天,他们就是经过了这个麦地。
And the disciples being hungry plucked the heads of the grains as they walked and ate.
这些门徒去肚饿的时候,当他们走过这些麦地,他们就摘了这些麦穗。
And the Pharisees come and accuse Jesus' disciples of violating the Sabbath law.
但是这些法利赛人来到,就控诉耶稣和他的门徒违反了安息日的法例。
One thing you have to understand is Sabbath law was sort of like a huge institution to the Jews in those days.
你知道安息日的律例对于犹太人,对于法利赛人是一件很重要的事。
That there was no work to be done on the Sabbath.
在安息日当日里面,不可以做任何事。
Originally, God gave people of Israel the Sabbath law during the Ten Commandments once they came out of Egypt in Exodus chapter 20.
在創世記第二十章,當以色列人離開了埃及的時候,神就頒布十戒在裡面,就是設立了安息日。
Moses had prohibited the work on the Sabbath and was a day of worshiping God and rest.
摩西禁止了在安息日那天来到做任何的工作,要分别这天出来,是要去敬拜和休息。
But if you read through Exodus, you realize that there weren't many details of what it meant to be Sabbath rest.
但是当你读了整卷出埃及记的时候,里面没有记载一些的仔细,怎样叫做守安息日。
But over the years,
但是,
all the rabbis and teachers and leaders filled in all those little details of what it means.
这些拉比和一些领袖,他们就是等了这些细节在里面。
They formed many Sabbath rules.
他们设立了很多安息日的规条。
Rules and things you couldn't do, and became this religious tradition.
这些规条就成为了一个宗教的传统。
They made these laws to guard the observation of the Sabbath day law.
他们就是设立这些规条来到去守安息日。
So the law says you shouldn't cross this line.
这些规条就说,你不可以过了这条线。
So in some senses, they have drawn like 10, 20, 30 lines before that line.
其实他们就在这条线之前,就画了几十条线。
The laws that they have made aren't any laws that are found in the Bible.
他们所设立的规条不是在圣经里面能够找得到的。
But the laws they made became required or binding to the people as though they were scripture.
但是他们所设立的规条就束缚人，好像权威好像圣经一样。
And the Pharisees here took exception to the disciples plucking the grain.
而在这里就讲到法利赛人在这里控告门徒他们摘这些麦穗。
Because the act of plucking is harvesting.
因为摘这个动作就是好像收割一样。
So they were breaking the Sabbath rule. Even though they were hungry, they were plucking and harvesting to eat.
意思就是说就算他们是肚饿也好，因为他们摘这个动作摘东西来吃都算是工作。
And according to the Pharisees and the laws, that's a great infraction against God's Sabbath law.
对于法利赛人和他们的律法来讲，这个就是违背了神在安息日的律法。
So these Pharisees are finding ways to entrap Jesus.
法利赛人就是要想办法设一个陷阱给耶稣。
Now notice how Jesus responds to these Pharisees.
但是你又留意一下耶稣怎样去回应这些法利赛人。
Jesus first of all points them back to the Bible.
首先耶稣就要将他们带回去圣经里面。
And he says to them, have you never read what David did?
耶稣就问他们，你是不是没有读过大卫王做了什么啊？
Now, if you don't realize that there's sarcasm in this word, these words,
如果你不留意，其实在这个问题里面是有讽刺性的。
Jesus has a lot of sarcasm in this sentence.
只是在这一句里面，我们就看到耶稣去讽刺他们。
For these Pharisees, these Bible teachers are supposed to be the most literate and educated people in Israel.
这些法利赛人应该是受到公等教育的，他们是很熟悉圣经的。
So he's basically saying, haven't you ever read the Bible?
其实耶稣就在这里问他，你有没有读过圣经的？
This probably really got the Pharisees very angry.
或者就是这条问题已经整到这些法利赛人很生气了。
Didn't you read what David did when he was hungry?
你没有听到大卫王他做了什么事吗？当他是肚饿的时候。
He went into the temple and ate the bread offering that only the high priests were supposed to eat.
他去到圣殿吃了陈设饼，只是祭司才可以吃的。
Now, like a very good lawyer,
就好像一个好的律师一样。
Jesus comes to cite precedent to justify the behavior of his disciples.
耶稣就是提出一些的过案去证明他门徒的行为是没有违法的。
See, Jesus is referring back to when David was running from Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 21.
在这里耶稣是讲到撒母耳下的第21章，讲到当大卫王是逃离所罗门王。
Purposefully refers back to David.
在这里讲到大卫。
Because he realized the Pharisees to King, you know, to King David to the Pharisees is the goat of all kings, the greatest of all time. Okay.
但系喺法利赛人嘅心目之中，大卫王系一个最伟大嘅王。
He is the ideal king.
佢系一个最理想嘅一个王。
And what he's bringing forth is that.
想带出的是什么呢?
King David had committed a far greater breach of God's ceremonial laws than
大卫王所犯的这个神的律法是更加大的过犯。
Than what Jesus' disciples have done.
他的过犯是大过耶稣门徒所犯的。
Yet God did not judge David for that.
但是神没有审判大卫。
You know, Jesus didn't use this example to criticize the Old Testament law.
耶稣不是用这个的例子来到批评旧约的律法。
He was actually really condemning the rabbinic traditions that add on to the law.
他乃是斥责这些拉比将这些传统加入去神的律法那里。
Yes, you are to work.
没错。
You're not to work.
没错，你是不应该工作。
You're to rest.
你应该休息。
But it doesn't mean that if you're hungry that you can't make food to eat.
但是不代表你肚饿的时候你不可以去煮食。
There is, if you, we would go back to Matthew chapter 12, which talks about the talks about the same example.
咁馬太福音咧，亦都講到同一個例子。
You know, Jesus says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice."
耶穌話：我喜愛憐恤，不喜愛祭祀。
If you understood that, you would not have condemned the guiltless.
如果你哋明白呢句説話嘅時候，你就唔會將冇罪嘅當為有罪。
For the Son of Man. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath.
因為人子就係安息日嘅主。
So there is mercy and grace in God.
所以喺神裏邊係有憐憫，有憐恤。
And in Mark chapter 2 verse 27, he says to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath."
馬可福音第二章二十七章佢又咁，二十七節佢又咁樣，安息日是為人設立的，人不是為安息。
You see, God made and instituted the Sabbath law to be a blessing to man.
神設立安息日，設立安息日嘅律法，為著要祝福人。
The law was given to be a benefit and a privilege for mankind.
呢一個嘅律法係為著人嘅益處，為著人嘅美善。
The laws were never meant to become a task or a drudgery to follow.
这个律法不是只是一个任务或者一件苦的差事。
But what the Pharisees and the rulers have done is made these Sabbath regulations have become a real crushing burden to the people.
但是这些法利赛人和这些领袖就令使到这些安息日的传统成为一个沉重的负担。
It's a symbol of the frustrating religious bondage that has captured the nation.
这里就好似一个征象，让我哋睇到呢啲传统嘅压力去捆绑咗一个嘅民族。
They constantly try to do what is right to obtain their salvation and their righteousness.
佢哋不断尝试去做一啲正确嘅事情，以致去得着佢哋嘅救恩。
See, many Pharisees really believed and taught.
呢啲法利赛人，佢哋真心嘅相信，亦都系咁样嘅学习。
That all mankind were created to keep the law.
人被造嘅原因就系要去守律法。
And the purpose for mankind was just to follow laws.
而人嘅目的就系要守律法。
And the obedience of the law would earn them righteousness before God.
而守律法、信服律法，佢哋就会
earn them righteousness before God.
就让佢哋喺神面前赚得呢个义。
But God says, no, that's not the case.
但是神说不是，事情不是这样的。
The laws were made for man.
因为律法是为人所赐。
Yeah, so these are some of the examples that, of the laws that they made.
他们所设立的规条有一些的是这样的。
To observe the Sabbath law, you weren't allowed to untie a knot.
例如就是说，如果你要守安息日呢，你不可以解裂的。
So maybe that's why there are so many sneakers now that have no shoelaces.
咁或者因为咁呢，我哋有好多波鞋呢，而家都冇鞋带
㗎。But if you had a knot in your shoelace, you weren't able to untie that until after the Sabbath day.
如果你对波鞋是打了裂，你都不可以解这个裂的，要到安息日过后你才可以解。
And they, even in walking, distance of walking, you're only allowed to walk 2,000 cubits on a Sabbath day.
咁如果你说你要行路，如果在安息日你只可以行2,000的爪。
And it was about 3/4 of a mile.
咁就係等於差唔多四分之三里路。
So anything over that, you're breaking the Sabbath rule.
咁如果你行多過呢一個限數咧，你就違反咗安息日嘅律法啦。
You know, and there's laws that go on and on, and laws regarding medical treatments.
咁有好多嘅規條噶，就算喺醫學上都有規條。
You're allowed to treat somebody if their life was in danger.
如果一个人生命危殆，你是可以施行医治。
But if his life wasn't in danger,
但是如果生命是没有危险呢？
If he wasn't gonna die,
如果佢唔系就嚟死得咧？
If he had only back pain,
啊，如果净系得背痛咧？
I can't see you.
我唔可以医你噶。
You have to wait
till the 你就要等到安息日过后啦。
I think William kind of likes that idea.
我谂 William 中意呢个意思。
Yeah, but if you had any fracture in your arm,
但系如果你话你啲骨破裂咧？
You're not allowed to set that until after the Sabbath.
你都要等到安息日过后先至帮佢打石膏。
You know, these rules sound kind of crazy, don't they?
系咪呢一啲咁嘅例子系咪好似好傻咧
？But they're true.
但系呢啲规条系实在嘅。
These are the things that they follow.
佢哋系咁样跟住走嘅。
Now, I remember one time when I was at my mother-in-law's house.
我记得有一次我喺我外母嘅屋企。
A neighbor had asked us to come and help them turn on the light switches.
我記得佢嘅鄰居就叫我哋幫佢著燈。
You know, I didn't understand that.
我唔係好明白嘅，點解咧？
Is there something wrong with your light switches? Do you need?
係咪你嘅燈掣有啲問題咧？
I'm not an electrician. I can't fix electricity.
我又唔係一個電器工人，所以我又唔識得幫你搞啲電嘅喎。
And no, they just says we're Jewish and it's Sabbath day and we can't turn on the light switches.
佢話唔係啊，我係猶太人啊，係安息日啊，我唔可以開掣啊。
So can you please come and turn on the light switches for us?
你可唔可以幫我開？
These laws went on and on and on, and every new generation adds more restrictions to the Sabbath traditions.
呢啲嘅規條好多好多，每新一代嘅拉比又加一啲新嘅嘢。
You know, if you really think about it, it's not just the Jewish tradition.
但係其實如果你細心想咧，唔係淨係猶太嘅傳統啊。
Sometimes Christians,
就算係基督徒
，can do the same thing.
佢哋都可以做同樣嘅事。
There's a lot of kinds of rules that we set up to communicate what it means to be a Christian.
我哋有时会有好多嘅规条嚟到俾人知道我哋系一个基督徒。
But sometimes these rules have nothing to do with the law of God.
但系其实有时呢啲所谓嘅规条与神嘅律法系完全无关嘅。
Rules like saying, "Oh, you shouldn't dance."
例如话啊，你唔应该跳舞。
All right, you shouldn't dance if you're not married with other people.You shouldn't play cards.
或者係你唔應該玩啤牌。
Oh, you shouldn't play mahjong.
哎呀，唔可以打麻雀。
You know, mahjong is because you know that's even without money, that's a sign of gambling.
就算你唔玩錢都好啦，嗰個形式係好似你喺度賭博，唔應該玩。
You know, in reality, this is what legalism is.
但係其實呢啲就係咩律法主義。
We create laws to follow, thinking that if we keep them, we will be.Righteous and legal.
我哋自己去創造一啲規條，以為我哋守到咧，我哋就係掂啦。
In reality,
但係事實上
，we keep the external law, making the outside clean without really submitting in our hearts.
但係其實咧，我哋整咗啲內外在嘅規條，淨係使出邊。但係我哋冇理會到裏邊。
We know what God says about that, right? God wants to see the purity of our hearts.
我哋知道神講乜嘢，神在乎嘅係我哋內心嘅潔淨。
And out of that purity of heart, we do what's right before God.
而當我哋內心潔淨嘅時候，我哋就會行出喺神眼裏係正直嘅事。
And sometimes we make rules and treat them as divine law.
我哋有时自己画咗啲规条出嚟，就以为呢啲系神所要求。
Now that is exactly what the Pharisees have done here.
呢度法利赛人所做嘅，正正就系咁样。
They created rules which really has nothing to do with things of God.
佢哋设立咗一啲规条，系与神嘅事情无关。
And what Jesus is saying is, you've forgotten the purpose of the Sabbath law.
耶稣喺呢度讲就话，你哋已经忘记咗安息日嘅律法嘅意思。
The law was given as a gift.
呢个律法赐俾你嘅时候嘅原意系一份礼物。
The law was God's loving gift for us to rest and have worship.
系因为神嘅慈爱，神将呢一份礼物赐过俾我哋，让我哋有得休息，让我哋有得敬拜。
Worship is the part that reminds us that God is our source of life and strength.
因为当我哋敬拜嘅时候，我哋被提醒神就系我哋生命同力量嘅源头。
Keep a gift to keep focused of His love and of His grace.
这个礼物 就是要让我们专注于祂的爱, 祂的恩典。
And it's a gift to have fellowship with God.
这份的礼物 就是让我们能够与神相交。
That we have that privilege to come into His presence to praise Him and glorify Him.
我们有这个特权来到祂的面前去赞颂祂, 去荣耀祂。
And it's a gift for not wearing our bodies out.
这个也是一份的礼物, 让我们不去摧残我们的身体。
It's meant for us to rest.
因为它愿意要我们休息。
One day in seven, we are to give our bodies rest.
在七日之中, 我们有一天要让我身体来到休息。
And it wasn't just us, it's to our servants, to our workers and animals, and even to our fields, we are to give rest.
不单只是同我们自己, 同我们的仆人, 同我们的同工, 甚至乎是我们的田地, 是我们的动物。
So this law that God gives us is for our benefit.
所以神赐这个律法给我们是为着我们的益处。
You know, our bodies were not designed to be robots that continue on without rest. We need rest.
我们的身体不是好像一些机械人那样是可以不断的工作，我们的身体是需要休息的。
You know, and I just came back from a cruise. It was very restful.
我刚刚呢就去完游船，上完游船回来，我呢就有好好好的休息了。
I probably still have a few pounds from the cruise to show it.
或者你都可以看得出我还有几磅啊，留在这
里。And when you think about it, those people that served us.
咁我就谂啊，喺游船招呼我哋嘅呢啲人。
You know, we talked to a lot of these people that serve us. We were very appreciative of what they've done.
我哋咧好感谢呢啲帮喺游船服侍我哋嘅人。我哋亦都好多机会同佢哋倾偈。
And this and one of our cabin managers, we talked to him a lot. And he says that he's on this cruise for 6 months.
咁帮我哋执房间嘅呢一个人咧，佢话咧，佢喺条船工作咧要六个月嘅时间。
The contracts are for 6 months.
咁佢嘅合约系六个月。
So if you can imagine their cruise, for example, we started a cruise on Tuesday.
例如咧，就系我哋星期二上船嘅。
So what happens is that they actually have been working 7 days a week.
佢哋其实咧系一个星期七日工作嘅。
So even when we leave the boat at 8 o'clock,
咁就算咧，我哋八点钟要离开呢架船都好。
By 3 o'clock, there's a whole new 1,000 people into the boat.
在下午三点钟有几千新的乘客上船的了。
So these people that serve and do our rooms and serve us food, and every day they're working 7 days a week.
那这些人在船上服务的人呢，是一个星期七日的工作。
Non-stop.
他们没得停的。
And they've served us with cheerful smiles.
他们还有一个很好好的笑容来到去招呼我们。
You know, when we leave the boat,
当我们离开个船的时候，
5 hours later, there's a whole new 1,000 people they gotta keep smiling too.
5个钟头之后又有新的乘客，他们要对着他们欢笑。
For another 2 weeks.
又有两个星期的行程。
And one of these cabin, the cabin manager that we were talking to, he says by the time fifth month comes along,
他们说到第四个月、第五个月呢，
all he wants to do is sleep.
他们只是想做的就是睡觉。
You know, his body can't take that anymore.
因为你的身体不能够再支持了。
You know, if you can imagine that there's 24/7, there's no stop.
那你试下想下24小时是一日七天没得停。
Our bodies are not designed to live without rest.
我们的身体被创造的时候是不可以没有休息
的。And sometimes we live that way, don't we?
但是有时我们真是这样过活的。
We live our lives without rest.
我们去过活的时候，我们不休息。
We live our lives thinking that we can do all things.
我们过活的时候觉得我们是万能的。
But God reminds us that we need to rest in Him.
但是神提醒我们，我们要在主内得安息。
And we need to come back to Him.
我们要回到神那里。
To realize that He is our source of strength and life.
要认定祂就是我们生命和力量的源头。
And sometimes Christians, even as we live, we live like these Pharisees too.
但是我们基督徒有时都活着的时候，好像法利赛人一样。
We think that The Christian life is just a life of do's and don'ts.
我哋以为一个基督徒嘅生命就系一张嘅清单，乜嘢可以做，乜嘢唔可以做。
That man was created to follow laws.
人被创造嘅原意就系要去跟随律法。
But Jesus says no.
但系耶稣话唔系咁样。
Jesus said in verse 27-28, he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath."
第二十七同二十八节，佢咁样讲：安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日设立的。
So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.
所以人子也是安息日的主。
Sabbath was made for man. That's the emphasis.
呢度要强调嘅就系安息日是为人设立的。
God's law was meant to be a blessing and benefit for us.
神嘅律法系为着要祝福我哋，为着我哋嘅好处。
Man was not created for the law. That's the wrong thinking.
我哋错误嘅思想就系人系为安息日而设立。
Because the law was truly meant to set us free.
因为律法嘅原意就系要使我哋得着自由。
When we follow God's law, when we live by God's word,
当我们跟随神的律法,凭神的话语而活,
that really sets us free to live the way that God designed us to live.
这个就让我们有自由地去活出神创造我们的原意。
But man, because of sin, turned these blessings into burdens.
但是因为人的罪性,将这个祝福变为一个重担。
And thinking that we can obtain our own self-righteousness by keeping these rules.
以为我们去守住这个律法，我们就会得到自称为义。
You know, the Son of Man is the Lord, even of the Sabbath.
人子也是安息日的主。
Now, this is a very bold claim of Jesus here to the Pharisees.
这是耶稣在法利赛人面前一个很大胆的宣称。
You know, we already talked about what it means to term Son of Man.
在这里讲到人子的意思是什么？
You know, Jesus is the Son of Man. He's pointing to his, he's the Messiah.
人子的意思就是他是神的儿子尼赛亚。
And that is what he's claiming again before these Pharisees, that he is the Messiah, that he is God.
在这里耶稣在法利赛人面前宣称他就是神的儿子尼赛亚。
And when the Pharisees heard this, they must have been angry, very angry.
当法利赛人听到的时候，他一定是很激气。
Jesus is claiming that he is God, that he is the creator of all things.
耶稣在这里宣告他就是神，他就是创造万物的主宰。
That he is the Lord of everything and even over the laws.
他亦都是万物的主宰，他是在律法以上。
You see that the Sabbath law, you see, wasn't something that started with Moses.
你知道吗？这个安息日的律法唔系从摩西开始嘅。
The Sabbath rest was actually created by God Himself in creation.
安息日系喺创世嘅时候神所设立。
If we read Genesis 1 and 2, we see that God created everything in 6 days. But rested on the seventh.
在创世纪的第一和第二章，我们看到神在六日里面创造万物，在第七日的时候他休息。
In Genesis 2:3, it's God who made the Sabbath day to rest.
在创世纪的第二和第三章就讲到神设立安息日来休息。
And what's very important, we hear these three little words.
更加重要，我们看到这几个字。
Made it holy. God is the one that makes the day holy.
使他成圣，是神使那日成圣。
God is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the one that made the day holy.
神就是人子，就是安息日的主宰，他分别那日出来为圣。
So that we are come here to observe it.
我们来到这里，守安息日。
Worship and rest.
去敬拜神，得安息。
Jesus said in Matthew 5:17 that he came not to abolish the law, but he came to fulfill it.
在马太福音5:12节，耶稣来到不是要废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
And it is through Jesus' death and resurrection that he comes, he fulfills our Sabbath rest.
亦都藉着主耶稣的死和复活，他已经成全了我们安息日的安息。
He comes and gives us Sabbath rest.
他来到将这个安息日赐过给我们。Which
is peace with God.
而这个安息日就是与神和好。So
the rest that we talked about Sabbath, it points to a rest that we will have with God.
安息日亦都指动我们 在神里面得着安息，与神和好。
And it is a rest that Christ accomplishes for us.
而这个的安息是主耶稣为我们成就。
Jesus is the one that has come and lives a perfect life of obedience for us.
耶稣来到为着我们缘故过着一个完全信服无罪的生命。
And he was crucified on the cross to pay the penalties for our sins.
也都被钉在十字架为着我们的罪与缘故。
And if we would trust in believe in him as our Lord and Savior,
如果我们信靠他成为我们的救主,
we can have forgiveness of sins before God.
我们在神面前罪得赦免。
He gives us a restored relationship to God.
藉着耶稣, 他使我们与神的关系和好。
It is that peace with God.
就是与神和好。
So we are at Sabbath rest with God.
以致我们在安息日里面可以与神来到去安息。
And therefore the law no longer separates us from God.
所以这个律法再不使我们与神隔绝。
We no longer strive to follow God's law to earn or to get salvation.
我们再不是凭着守住律法而得着救恩。
Because Christ has already done that for us.
因为基督已经为我们成就了。
Hebrews 10 talks about this new covenant that Christ gives to us.
希伯来书十章就是讲到基督给过我们这个新的律法。
This is a new covenant that I will make with them after these days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws on their hearts and write them on their minds. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more.
希伯来书第十章十六至十七节呢度讲到耶稣同我哋立呢个新嘅约，主说：那些日子以后，我与你们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在你们心上，又要放在你们的里边，我不再纪念你们的罪孽和你们的过犯。
That is what it means to be made new in Christ.
这个就是在耶稣里面是新造的意思。
We talked about that as we studied 1 Peter. We are new creatures in Christ.
我们读彼得前书的时候讲到我们在主耶稣基督里面是新造的人。
The Spirit lives in us and has transformed our hearts.
圣灵居住在我们里面，使我们心意更新而变化。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit sanctifying us.
这个就是圣灵使我们成圣。
Transforming our hearts so that His words now live in our hearts.
改变我们的心思意念，因为现在祂的灵居住在我们的心里面。
The Spirit that breaks that bondage of sin so that we can live and obey God and please God.
就是圣灵打破我们罪的捆锁，以致今天我们能够去顺服主而活。
And we talked about that.
我们讲过了。
That this new creation, this new life, we have different new affections.
我们有这个新的生命，我们有一份新的热爱。
We learn to love the things that God loves.
我们去爱慕神所爱的事情。
We learn to love God's ways.
我们去爱慕神的道路。
We learn to live for God, to please Him.
我们学去为主而活，讨神喜悦。
You know, John 14, Jesus reminds us,
在约翰福音的第十四章，神耶稣这样提醒我们。
Why do we obey him?
为什么我们要顺服他呢？
Jesus says, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
他说，你若爱我的，你就遵守我的诫命。
See, when we follow Jesus,
当我们跟随耶稣，
it's out of our hearts.
是出于我们的心。
Hearts that have been made new by what Christ has done.
是因为主耶稣基督所成就的，我们有一个新的心。
So when we walk in obedience to God, it is out of love for God to glorify Him.
所以当我们去信服神的时候，是出于我们对神的爱慕，对神的爱心，同埋去荣耀祂。
And the idea that God's law is now written in our hearts is something that we will adore now.
当神说将祂的律法写在我们的心里面，它含义就是我们爱慕祂的律法。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because when we are made new, those God's words become streams of living water for us.
因为为什么？当我们被生新的时候，神的话语就是这个活水在我们心里面涌流。
Psalms 119, it says, How I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
诗篇第119篇这样讲，我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想，你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
So it is through Christ who is the Lord of the Sabbath.
就是藉着主耶稣基督这个安息日的主。
God's law, his word.
神的话语，他的律法。
Now truly become a blessing for man to follow.
现在成为人的祝福。 人去跟随,
it is a benefit to us.
对我们是有益处的,
it is a gift of God.
这个是神所赐的礼物。
And the question is this how we see God's word in our lives?
个问题是, 我们是不是用这个眼光去看神在我们生命里面的话语?
Do we see God's word as our streams of life?
我们有没有看到神的话语就是我们的活水呢?
To embrace it.
我们有没有去捉紧呢?
And as I was doing marriage counseling, this kind of reminded me of that.
当我去做, 婚前辅导的时候, 亦都对我自己一个提醒。
You know, we're doing a chapter in resolving conflicts.
我们是, 读到这一课书呢, 是讲怎样的去解决一些的纷争。
You know, but in reality, there are no conflicts in marriage, right?
事实上, 在婚姻里面一定会有一些的顶撞。
I'm only joking. There's lots of conflicts in marriage.
在婚姻里面必然有顶撞。
But if we would only obey God's word,
如果我们单单的去顺服神的话语,
as we read through the Proverbs, we see so much wisdom in how we can live our lives and have a marriage that doesn't have conflict.
当我们去细心研读箴言的时候，我们亦都能够学到在一个婚姻里面怎样不会有顶撞。How
God wants us to resolve conflict.
神要我们如何去解决我们的问题。There
is hundreds. Just for an example, Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turns away wrath.
例如就是箴言的第15章，一个温柔的回应，亦都会使人息怒。A
harsh word stirs up anger.
一个歪谬的嘴使人心碎。Isn't
this streams? Isn't this living water? If we would just apply that one principle in our relationship with our spouse.
这些不是活水，不是甘露吗？如果我们在我们夫妻的关系上面，我们去运用这些神的话语，
so much conflict would be taken away.
有很多的拗叫、顶撞，亦都会被拿去。
Sometimes it's just the harsh word that stirs up anger.
有时就是我们歪谬的嘴使人心碎。
You know, and God's instruction is life for us.
神给我们的启示是要将生命赐过给我们。
So what I want us to do is think of God's word as living water.
我希望大家做到的，当你去思想神的话语的时候，去看神的话语是一个赐生命的水。
Transform that mind that says, oh, his word is drudge. His word is something that keeps me down.
去改变我们的思想，去看到神的话语是一个重担。We
to see his word really truly gives us freedom.
但我们实在要看到神的话语是释放我们。That
is how we can live a glorious life for him.
就是这样我们才能够过一个荣耀神的生命。Let's
pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is your spirit that lives within us.
天父，多谢你是你的灵住在我们当中。
That transforms our hearts.
改变我们的心,
that takes away that heart that is hard, prideful,
拿走我们这个骄傲刚硬的心,
and self-centered.
亦都是一个自我中心的心,
a heart that seeks righteousness on its own merit.
一个要自以为善的心。
Father, thank you for giving us a heart that is humbled.
多谢你使我们的心谦卑下来。
To see that we cannot really change without your grace.
让我们知道，如果没有你的恩典的时候，我们都不能够改变。
But truly, it is you who gives us faith to turn from our stubbornness.
是你赐信心俾我哋，让我哋转离我哋嘅光硬。
To see, to help us see our helplessness without you.
让我哋睇到，如果唔系有你，我哋系无助嘅。
Father, I pray that your Spirit will continue to mold us.
天父，求你嘅灵继续嘅塑造我哋。
Father, you have given us new hearts.
你赐咗一个新嘅心俾我哋。
For you are at work in sanctifying each and every one of our lives.
因为你现在都系嚟到使我哋每一个人嘅生命成圣。
Father, for you know the depths of our sin.
因为主，你知道我哋嘅罪孽有几深。
And you also have given Christ.
亦都同时你将耶稣俾过我哋。
To cleanse that heart.
去洁净我哋嘅心。
And Father, we pray that you will continue to mold us and make us into that image of Christ.
天父，求你继续塑造我哋，让我哋有基督嘅形象。
Lord, change our attitudes of our mind.
改变我哋嘅态度，我哋嘅心思。
Lord, that we will see your words, your scripture.
让我哋去睇到你嘅话语。
As streams of living water.
系活水。
Give us that new affection to love your word, to live and embrace your word.
主，让我哋对你嘅话语有一个新嘅热诚，新嘅渴慕。
To realize as if we were to live by your word, it brings the freedom of what it means to live under your grace.
让我哋知道，凭住你嘅话语嚟到过活嘅时候，我哋就懂得乜嘢喺你恩典底下嚟到生活。
For you created us to be free in you.
因为你创造我哋嘅时候，让我哋喺你里边得着自由。
Free to choose what is right and good.
有呢个嘅自由去拣选乜嘢系正确，乜嘢系美善。
Free to live for your kingdom, your glory, your truth.
有个自由为着你嘅真理、你嘅美善、你嘅公义嚟到过活。
You freed us from the sins and the depths of selfishness and pride.
你亦都喺我哋嘅自傲，在我们的自私里面得释放我们。
Lord, continue that work within us.
主啊，求你继续在我们生命里面来动工。
Lord, give us that thirst for your word.
让我们渴慕你的话。
To see that it is truly the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
实在是我们路上的灯，路上的光，脚前的灯。
Lord, we are blind without your grace.
主啊，如果冇咗你嘅恩典嘅时候，我哋系瞎眼嘅。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all